multi-million euro development, University College Dublin, for purpose-built student accommodation. It is unacceptable that we've seen little or no progress in relation to land zoned for student accommodation in Ardoon, in Sligo, adjacent to the ATU. We're talking about this a long time. We haven't seen the blueprint for the Department of the Provision of Student Accommodation. We know it will free up existing accommodation around the Ballinode area once we have this purpose-built student accommodation. We know there are huge capacity issues in the system as students go back to college this week. It is not acceptable that we're moving at the pace we are. Minister Lawless is in post now for quite a while. He should be on top of his portfolio, and certainly the previous minister has moved in relation to this policy much quicker. The brakes seem to be put on in relation to the provision of student accommodation around the country close to universities, in particular technological universities, and I would plead with the minister to fast track this. The time for talking about policy is now over. We need to be implementing it and fast tracking it, and the taxpayer needs to provide the money to the colleges to provide purpose-built student accommodation being managed by the college campuses.
And while the government has introduced the likes of the rent a room scheme, it has proven to be somewhat of a success in Sligo and elsewhere, not ideal for students.
Yeah, look, it is a successful scheme. There is no doubt about that. It's benefiting the student, but also the householder and the family in question. But what we want to see is enough student accommodation to cater for our students in or around the hinterland of our college campuses. And with my local hat on, our ATU at St Angela's and at Sligo Town, we require purpose-built student accommodation. Sligo County Council are willing to sell lands at Ardoon. We're at advanced stage at it. The land is owned, the land is serviced, and we're waiting on the funding and the model from the department to provide this purpose-built student accommodation. It is not acceptable that we're crawling towards an announcement. It is not acceptable that we're crawling towards the finalisation of a policy for this purpose-built student accommodation. And as I said, the minister is new. He's in post quite a while, and it's not acceptable that we're moving at such a slow pace for this rollout. Students are crying out for student accommodation. They are having to travel in cars. They're having to change their schedule for buses. College courses and timetables have had to be changed to accommodate students as they go back this weekend, next week, to the ATU in Sligo and at St Andrews. It's not acceptable that in 2025 we're talking about purpose-built student accommodation. It should have been in place 20 years ago. We now need it in place, and the minister needs to get it to grip with his brief.